Barbara, you have something else to share with us on selfishness and stinginess. What is it?
That's right. And we get a lot of this kind of practical application from Proverbs. And you were reading one verse from Proverbs 11, 24 through 26. There's one who scatters yet increases. There's one who withholds. And it only results in more want, lack. But in Proverbs 28, 27, it's a real interesting verse. He who gives to the poor will never want. But he who shuts his eyes, that means ignores the needs of others or needs around him, will have many curses. Now that word curses, that's what we're talking about, Darren. What causes curses? And that's when we are closed-fisted. We see needs and we still are closed-fisted towards people.
You know, I believe in God's economy that every incident of giving is intended to bless us through multiplying the seed.
Yes.
When we withhold, then obviously we're not going to have a harvest because we're not putting the seed in the ground, so to speak. Now also, let's talk about tithing here because tithing has two sides of the coin. There's a bad side and a good side. Let's talk about the bad side first and then go to the good side.
Okay. Well, in Malachi...
This is like I have some good news and bad news.
In Malachi, the whole book of Malachi is not written for the world, and it's not written for the people necessarily, Darren. It's written to the leadership. It's written to the priests and the Levites and those who should know better. And I could say that today. We have leaders that say, oh, no, I don't tithe. You even, I believe, you heard of a man who talked to a missionary, and he asked the missionary, do you tithe? And he says, no, I'm a missionary. Well, you know, does that alleviate him from tithing? Even in the Old Testament, the Levites were given food from the people. The people's harvest went to the Levites, but the Levites gave a tithe of what they had received from the people. Nobody's an exception when it comes to tithing.
Well, you know, we were working with another minister rather closely, and we wanted them to succeed, and I said to them, you guys tithe, of course. Oh, no, we don't tithe. I said, uh-oh. Well, let me tell you something, how it works at our place. If you don't tithe, you don't start tithing, we're going to cut you off. And they knew I meant it, and they started tithing. And I've watched the blessing increase on them, but sometimes we have, in walking in and out of the radio station, we come in here every day and do a live broadcast, but we've talked to other ministries that are saying, I'm struggling to pay my bill. I can't pay my air bill. I can't do this and that and the other thing. And I frequently would just look them in, fact, almost every time, I'll say, well, let me ask you a question here, brother or sister, whoever we're talking to. Do you tithe? Does your ministry tithe? Well, no, but we're going to. I said, well, no wonder you have problems. You're robbing
right.
God, and you're bringing a curse on yourself, and God is not defending you as he said he would if you were a tither.
Because God is a generous God, Darren. He gave his only begotten son. He gave his very best to a sinful world so that they would have eternal life. Well, here in the second chapter of Malachi, the priests are needing to be disciplined. I mean, they have brought a curse upon themselves, and he addresses them, O priests, if you do not listen and if you do not take it to heart to give honor to my name, says the Lord of hosts, then I will send the curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. And indeed, I have cursed them already because you have not taken it to heart. What was the problem here? They were giving raunchy, blemished sacrifices. The people would give them the very best of sacrifices. They would keep that for themselves, and they'd give God the leftovers. Now, I'm saying to you, you may not be giving sheep and oats and grain and that kind of thing, but you're giving money. And if you don't give the very first part, the very best, right off the top of your income, you are cheating God and you're robbing God. And it says that here in Malachi 3:9, I believe it is, Darren, that, yes, will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you, Lord? In tithes and offerings. And here in verse 9, here's that word. You are cursed with a curse. Not because God wants to put it on you and he wants to punish you. You have done it to yourself. Because he's a generous God, he wants his people to be generous. And if you're withholding, that curse is just zonked on you. And
I would say this,
oh,
Barbara.
So sad.
We get to this point here. If you want to get over in the blessings, folks, you need to repent for what it was. If you have stolen, what does that make you? It makes you a thief. Mm-hmm. So you need to ask God, forgive me, I've been a thief. I've stolen from you. I regret this. Please forgive me. I'm going to, from this moment on, tithe. And I believe that is so important. See, we're trying to get you out of the curses, into the blessings.
That's right.
And what you said, Barbara, is so true. Many people walk out from under God's way of doing things, out from under His covenant, out from under His umbrella, and they get out there about so far, it's open season by the devil, and they're guarantee you, folks, He's got a plan for your life, and He's going to whack you.
Yes, and it is such a blessing, Darren, when we get into a tight squeeze. When something comes upon us, you know, unforeseen something, and we do not have to worry that we haven't paid our tithes. We don't have to worry, let's see, have I paid my tithes? Is that why this is coming upon me?
We don't have to go and repent.
That's right. And it's so important that when the devil does come to you with an attack, you know, sometimes you think the devil comes in like a flood, like it says in the Old Testament. But God lifts up a standard against him. That is, if there's no curse on you, God is there ready, willing, and able to help you. But have you cursed by not giving a tithe and offering?
Now, the next verse there in Malachi says, He will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And we can see sometimes it's obvious God is not able to rebuke the devourer for His children because they're not doing it His way.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you another thing. I believe this with all my heart. When you're a tither from your heart and with your checkbook and with your pocketbook, however you want to say that, but you're a congruent tither, inside and outside in your word, thought, actions, deed, and everything else, I believe you will experience greater physical, mental, spiritual health.
Praise
God. I believe it touches your whole life, and God's busy rebuking all of the viruses that could come to your house, but He's busy on your behalf because you're doing it His way.
Yes, and the devourer is not only in our bank account. The devourer is in our body, in our relationships. He devours relationships. He loves that. So make sure that you're right with God. And it doesn't take that much, Darren, to take 10% from the check that you get in or your income to write to the Lord. It just doesn't take
Barbara,
a lot.
When the Lord says that first 10% is holy unto Him, you don't want to mess with that.
That's right.
I mean, that's His. And I would say another thing to you. If you haven't tithed, start tithing, and you watch God bless you. And I'm also going to encourage you to maybe go to your file and get out your last year's tax deal and see how much you spent on drugs, how much you spent on the doctor, the emergency room. Mm-hmm. And if you keep a budget, how are your appliances doing? How soon do those tires wear out? If they told you those tires were going to last for 30,000 miles, they only lasted 20 or 25.
Yeah. That's right.
Now, I happen to enjoy going to the tire store. We've got a good friend that has a big tire business, and I kind of like to go there and get my tires rotated and all that kind of stuff. You know, our tires always go beyond what the manufacturer said they would to do. If I buy 40,000-mile tires, they're going to go 50 or 55. The tires on the Blazer right now, I asked the other day, I thought, well, better check on these tires. We have 20,000 on them, and they say, well, you got another 40,000. That's good news, a blessing from the Lord.
I believe what you're trying to say, Darren, is that the devourer, Satan, takes much more from you. If you're not tithing, you're spending a lot more by serving the devil on that point than if you would be tithing. And it's an absolute truth. And you say, well, that's in the Old Testament. I've heard this so many years of my life. It's not in the New Testament. It's not mentioned in the New Testament. Oh, yes, it is. And we're just going to turn to Matthew 23:23, one verse here. And it's Jesus speaking, and He's saying, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you tithe all the little things and neglect justice and love and mercy and faithfulness. The last part of this verse is so important for you if you're skeptical. It says, these are things you should have done without neglecting the others. Jesus is saying, you incorporate the love and the justice and the mercy, and you tithe, and that's going to make you a blessing to people around you and also to the Heavenly Father. And I believe that's so true, Darren.
I'd like to pray right now. Father God, I thank You that You are breaking and removing the curses over our lives so that we can step into the blessings. Lord, You told us back in Deuteronomy 28 that You bless the work of our hands, You bless our children, You bless us coming and going, that we'd be above and not underneath. And in other words, we'd be just blessed, blessed, blessed. In the book of Matthew, you say, seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. Lord, I believe that's to seek first Your kingdom and Your way of doing things.
Oh,
and You
yes.
said when we do that, all of these things will be added to us. And Lord, You've just been talking there about the physical things of life, about shelter and raiment and food and all the things that are so expensive in our culture and so necessary for our bodies and maintenance of good health and really positive living in blessings. So, Father, now we thank you. We are stepping away from the curses.